All right, so the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year and it's the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. Now, the survey gets opinions from youth based here in South Africa between the ages of 8 to 30. Now, this includes kids, teens, young adults, as well as young professionals. So I'm really, really excited to be having a conversation today with two people from Standard Bank who are like the steadings, if I can say so myself. I'm sitting with Itumeleng Matlaila, and she is the brand and marketing head for youth and main market at Standard Bank. Now, that is a mouthful. It sounds very, very hectic.
It sounds very hectic, Shomi. It just means I'm the helper there.
If you say so. We also have Liso Oyeko in studio, and he is the head of the youth market. That's kids and scholars at Standard Bank. So welcome to both of you, and thank you for taking the time to hang out with us today. There's so much we want to get into, right? So I'll start with you, Itumeleng. Standard Bank, who placed within the top five under the coolest bank category. I mean, that's mad cool. Like, respect to you guys. That was last year, right? You guys partnered with Sunday Times Gen Next brand once again. But this year, things are a bit bespoke. There's a bit of spice on it. Why is this partnership so important to you?
You know, this partnership is not just important to us. It's critical because we believe in the power of young people. Sure. I mean, when you consider our country, almost half of the population of South Africa is under the age of 25. Mm. Therefore, young people are this country, sure. Right? And everybody, before they become grown-ups, they're young people. Mm. So this partnership is incredible for us because it gives us the much-needed insights. Mm. What Gen Next does in getting the insights, talking to young people, because we don't want to tell young people what they want to hear. We want to partner with them. We want to be relevant in the most authentic way. And this partnership helps us do that.
And have you tried telling young people what to do? They're not going to listen to you.
Exactly.
They already know what they want. So it's up to us to listen to them.
Absolutely.
Right? Liso, can you tell me a bit more about Standard Bank's Build Your Dream 10% at a Time movement and how you are helping the youth achieve their financial goals?
Thanks for that. I think that the 10% at a Time movement realizes that a lot of youth in South Africa are starting their journey, be it in life, be it their financial journey. Mm. So we have a key role to play in helping them start. But equally, that starting does not necessarily mean it comes to a conclusion. A lot of it is happening incrementally, and hence then the 10% at a time. Mm. Our responsibility is to help them start and to walk the journey with them as they progress.
Mm, so you're pretty much going to guide us. Mm. How nice of y'all. Itumeleng, how important is youth marketing for your brand? I mean, you guys have been around for over 100 years now. It's been a while. And you guys are still knee deep in that market. How important is it for you guys to be marketing to the youth?
You know, I think even the word important undermines what it is for us. Youth for us and communicating and engaging with young people, it's not just the marketing activity. It's a responsibility. You know, Standard Bank is the largest bank in Africa. Yeah. And we don't take that lightly, you know, and we don't throw it around because we want to sound important. For us, with great power comes great responsibility. And young people are the heartbeat of this continent. And when I say at home, I mean at Standard Bank. We say Africa is our home. Yeah. We drive her growth. And we absolutely want one generation to live better than the next. Mm. So connecting with young people, we don't even call it marketing to young people. Connecting with young people, meeting them at their point of need, partnering with them, supporting them, for us makes business sense. Yeah. You know, we're not... It's a privilege. We're not doing them a favor. It's a privilege to be able to contribute to our continent and our country in this way. And yeah, young people are the lifeblood thereof.
Yeah. Africa's the future.
Absolutely.
Like, we've been the future for a while now. It's just a pity that the rest of them are catching up late. Anyway, Liso, how do you strategize when it comes to youth marketing? I mean, Itumeleng just said that it's not so much marketing, but it's almost like a way of life for Standard Bank. How do you guys strategize when it comes to that?
Yeah. And she mentioned it even before, right? It's not that one that Africa in itself is young. Mm. But I think a key departure point, even for a bank when addressing young people, is to really understand their need states, to understand the tension points, to understand their insights. Mm. And it's been a learning journey for us. We know that young people value hyper-personalization. We know there's huge challenges today in South Africa around unemployment, as well as there's a growing access to information. Some would even say information is becoming increasingly ubiquitous. And the role for us is to really say, how do we tap into those needs and facilitate the things that young people need and want to them? There's a couple of things we've done. We've got a good partnership with Varsity Vibe, which is a, I'll call it a rewards aggregator, which has multiple retailers on it. And part of the promise there is that young people never have to pay full price when they go into any of those retailers. Sure. This year alone, we've been able to save 12 million rands for young people who've been going into these retailers and making purchases.
Yeah.
Added to that, good solutions around student loans, with a comprehension that nuclear in South Africa is not the norm. Only 35% of households in South Africa have both parents. And what the teams have done with student loan is that they've also kind of added a layer that allows for you to take up a loan without surety. So you don't have a parent to back you. Standard Bank can back you, and we're putting ourselves there.
Yeah.
So a lot of understanding what youth want and positioning ourselves to kind of cater for that.
I think that is so key. It's very clear to me that you know your market. You know the daily struggles of the youth in South Africa, what they're experiencing, and therefore you're best positioned to service them. Kudos to you guys. I love that. Dumelang, what do you think the youth are looking for when it comes to being marketed to? I'm going to rephrase that. What do you think the youth are looking for when it comes to being spoken to and being believed in and being guided and almost parented in a sense? Because marketing is one word, but then what you guys are doing is something completely different.
Yeah, certainly. So, of course, they need the physical solutions, which Liso has spoken to quite eloquently. But they keep also telling us through the GenNext research that gets done that, you know, we want brands that don't just want profits from us, that don't just see us for where we are today, but what we can become, just building on the student loans. I might not be able to, you know, back myself up today, but see me for who I can become, nurture me into who I can become. So brands that understand where they're at, but even more importantly, they want brands that give back, you know, that cares about the community, that are the very fabric of the society within which they belong. And that's what young people are looking for, and that's exactly who we are. And what's nice about our organization is we didn't now have to morph into this organization.
Sure.
At the core of who Standard Bank is, the genetic code of what we stand for, it was aligned. You know, internally we keep saying we want one generation to live better than the last. And that's what drives us as an organization. And what more, you know, the best place to do it is in the current generation of the day. I'm so enjoying talking to you, Lebang, that I would also want to mention this, especially as we go into June, you know, Youth Month, that we know what the young people of the 70s did. And we've never seen that hunger, that passion die out in the young people of the day.
Yeah.
You know, we see our young people continuing to do amazing things, build amazing organizations and businesses. And we want to be, you know, we want to be part of that. We want to support them in every way.
Yeah.
You know, like they say, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
Standard Bank is part of that village.
Come on. Come through Standard Bank. I'm here for that. Liso, what, or rather, how has your marketing strategies changed over the past year? I mean, one thing for sure about the youth is that, hey, dilo dia change, and they change quick. Like last week, the trend was yellow, and tomorrow it's no longer yellow. You kind of always have to keep on your toes, and you always have to know what exactly the kids are about and, you know, what interests them. So how has your youth marketing strategies, like, almost revitalized itself over the past year?
100%. And I think, I mean, change is a strong word, but I think that the word that's closer to it is, how have we progressed? I think that the reality is, as we've gotten sort of closer to the pain points of youth, and we've begun to unpack and even stress test some of our solutions, we're able to adapt our solutions a lot better to make sure that they accommodate for youth.
Yeah.
I think this year alone, there's been a lot of conversation around interest rate hikes.
Okay.
And part of the job and the solutions that the team have been working on is helping even the parents of children be able to find more disposable income in order to pay for child school fees.
Mm-hmm.
And through our UCount program today, you're able to use your rewards points to pay for your child school fees, which is a good solution in the wake of what is happening today with the interest rates.
Damn. So where do I sign up for that? That is very exciting. Damn, that must be helping a lot of parents, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yo, you guys are out here. Okay, I'm just getting so excited because this is like really, it's really interesting for me. Having five kids, I'm like, actually, why have I never thought of any of these things? Itubuleng, last question. You know, June is all about Youth Month.
Yeah.
It's also around the corner. What can we expect from Standard Bank? Are there any exciting changes? Are there things that the youth can look out for specifically that you guys have in store?
Absolutely. So as a youth team within Standard Bank, June is our favorite month of the year, right? It's almost as celebrated as your birthday is celebrated. So one of the exciting opportunities or activities that we're going to be doing is our partnership with the Youth Owned Brands Awards. So that is such a massive property that we've we the headline sponsor of. We partnered with a young man called Pat Mahlangu. Most people would know him as Pat on Brands, who's created this movement of brands. He's saying, young people, you know, when you go to the Mall of Africa, most of the brands are not from Africa, you know. And he wants to change that. He wants to celebrate brands, youth-owned brands, you know, in their infancy. And he's been looking for partners. And of course, we said, this is exactly what we want to do. So the awards will be on the 15th and the 16th of June. So we'll be very much involved in that. There's been a build-up, of course. So recently we hosted the announcement of the top 64 youth-owned brands. And of course, the winners per category will be announced then. And of course, from a business perspective, we always have new initiatives. And I'm not sure if I should let the cat out of the bag now. And maybe Lisa, might just embellish on it that there's something big coming for young people from Standard Bank, where they'll be plugged to a lot of things that they need. All the things that Liso mentioned, from the, you know, loans that they need and the varsity vibe, the rewards, everything. And I'm just going to say that, and I'll allow the younger person than me in the conversation to embellish if you'd like
to. Okay, Liso, let me ask you the last question, then you can just throw some spice in there. What youth offerings or accounts do you guys have at the moment, like right now?
Yeah, I think one, we've got the Someone account, which talks to under 16s.
Yeah.
We've also got the MIMO account, which talks to anyone who's between their ages, in fact, older than 16. But we don't like to lead with the transactional products. I think for us, it's really about leading with value and the value that we add over and above these products. So things like Varsity Vibe, which gives you discounts at all the retailers. One of the things that I didn't mention is Plugged In. And Plugged In is really a tool that allows you to take a skills assessment and can prescribe to you what the best job for you is based on your skills. We've got a partnership with Microsoft Literacy, valued at 600,500 rand, which gives you certified literacy to digital, all things digital. So all of that value is the stuff that we like to lead with. And what sits behind it is really the banking products,
which
is Someone and MIMO.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like definitely Standard Bank is the girl that she thinks that she is. As far as we've got your back, youth, we've got you covered, youth.
Yeah.
We are the guide. Nah?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
And maybe if I can just add on, now that I'm more comfortable in my seat, I don't want to go.
Only now?
You know, and I think an important... a point to also leave our listeners with is that, you know, whilst we do get to see what the research says and, you know, we talk to young people and so on, ultimately we don't have all the answers. What we want as Standard Bank as a team is to co-create with young people. So we're always open. We want to continue partnering. Yes, we've got plans going into any year, but we always leave some room open for the unexpected. So young people must never hesitate to come partner with us. Yeah. We're happy to co-create with them.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now and you know of a young person that's doing amazing things and they need guidance, partnership, anything, I think this is the right place to start. Standard Bank seems like the kind of place that would be at least willing to hear them out and then take it further.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by young people, we don't mean teenagers, you know, or people in their early 20s. Mm. We mean all young people.
So what's that age group? Because sometimes I'm like, I'm youth. And then they're like, no, you're not youth. And I'm like, okay, who's youth anymore? Who are we talking to here?
In this case, we're talking to under 25s in South Africa. Okay. So not quite the South African definition, which is under 35, but under 25s. Yeah.
Under 25s. Okay. All right. No, I'm completely satisfied. I think I've gotten a nice clear view of what Standard Bank does and also what you guys believe in, which is the most important thing that's going to take our country to the next level. So thank you, Itumeleng, for joining us this morning. And thank you, Liso, as well, for making the time to hang out with us. And we're going to do this hopefully again next year when you guys continue to build the youth of this country and continue to touch the lives of so many South Africans that just need that little push. Ne?
Absolutely.
Shout out.
And thanks for having us, Lebang.
Of course. You guys know you're always welcome. You know that. Thank you so much. And if you're listening at home and you want to find out more information, be sure to join us at the awards, which are going to be taking place very, very soon. Gen Next, of course, every year. It's the 19th year. I'm super excited. I know you guys are going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.